Let's call this meeting of the House Judiciary Committee to order. It is 1:34 p.m. It's Monday, February 19th, 2018. Before we begin, I want to thank Christy Blair, the House Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Kelsey Goodell from the Juneau LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind committee members and all those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Representative Eastman, Representative Reinbold, Representative Ledoux, my vice chair, Representative Christ Tompkins, and myself, Representative Clayman. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Our first order of business today is the confirmation hearing for the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. Members have received the appointee's resume as well as a letter of nomination from Chief Justice Stowers. The appointee, Mr. Cook, was invited to testify and has called in, so we will now open the hearing up for invited testimony. Mr. Cook, are you online?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Make sure you're not on a speakerphone, and ideally not on a cell phone, and you can proceed.
All right. This is Skip Cook. I'm a lifelong Alaskan-born, raised in Fairbanks, and have lived in Juneau and Fairbanks, you know, many years ago when I was working for local affairs agency, as it was then called. I served on the Ethics Committee for a number of years and have enjoyed that service. I feel that the committee renders a good service to the state of Alaska and is a good oversight with regards to the legislature. I would am willing to continue service and look forward to it. I think there's some benefit in having longevity on the committee. We have several great new members, and it's a good mix to have some that have been on the committee for some time and some that are new. It's a challenging service in some ways because the statute has grown to be fairly complex and the issues are complex, but I enjoy working through it with the other members on the committee. So if you're willing, I would appreciate another 2 years on the committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Representative Reinbold, you're grabbing your microphone like you might want to ask him a question.
Can I just tell him thank you for...
Absolutely,
okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Cook? This is Representative Reinbold, and as you know, I'm an alternate on ethics, and I just wanted to say thank you for your willingness to serve. Although I haven't met you in person, to my knowledge, I have heard some good things about you, so I look forward to that opportunity in the future. And once again, thanks for putting your name forward again.
Thank you.
Representative Eastman.
Thank you, and through the chair. Mr. Cook, I noticed on your resume that you completed your vigil in 2003. Wanted to congratulate you on that and say I also had that opportunity about the same time. So as someone given the name Mashku Wampakwamon Takashin, I thank you for submitting your application to continue to serve on the committee.
Thank you. I'm still active with the Boy Scouts. So.
All right. I don't see any other comments or questions, so... we will close the invited testimony and any further comments or final comments from committee members? Hearing and seeing none. Representative Christ Tompkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With the committee having reviewed the qualifications of the Chief Justice's appointee, we recommend that the following name be forwarded to the House for ratification, Dennis Skip Cook, and that this does not reflect intent of any members to vote for or against him during any further sessions for the purposes of ratification.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Christ Tompkins, and we will take a brief at ease to sign the confirmation committee report. And final order of business today is House Bill 307, Military Justice and Militia Relief, sponsored by Representative Tuck. This is the first hearing of the bill in the Judiciary Committee. Here to introduce the bill is Kendra Kloster, staff to Representative Tuck, and Representative Tuck is here as well. Please come forward and identify yourselves for the record, and you may begin your presentation. And as is the practice in this committee, We will hold questions until until the presentation is complete.
Kendra Kloster, staff to Representative Tuck. Before you have House Bill 307, the Alaska Code of Military Justice. This is, let me go back a little bit. So Alaska Code of Military Justice was done a couple years ago, and we are doing an update to update our code. It was based from 1955. And so this is kind of the second iteration of updating those statutes. The Uniform Code of Military Justice has recently been updated on the federal side, so this bill is to reflect the changes that have been done in the federal UCMJ, which is the bill before you now. So this will update crimes recognized by the UCMJ, establish a procedure within the Code of Military Justice for a service member who commits a sexual offense to register as a sex offender or a child kidnapper. It will update offenses that are subject to court-martial proceedings and update consumer protections for service members. With me, I have an A-team here. Hopefully, Lieutenant Colonel Weaver is online. And then also I have Deputy
Commissioner. He is online.
Great. And Deputy Commissioner Bob Dole. And with that, I'm ready for questions.
Okay.
Or I'll bring them up, too.
Well, they're your lifeline when you want assistance. Representative Reinbold.
Thank you. Through the chair, we heard this bill at Military and Veterans Affairs, and we did have a question. We went through a couple tailspins, as you guys know, where all of us really got involved in the difference between alcohol and then alcohol and drugs. And I just really wanted to say that it was a lot of questions during that time, but this office worked incredibly well with all of us and through about a two-week period until we were able to resolve all of our issues. So with that, I just wanted to say that I'm very comfortable with the bill at this point.
And I take it there were amendments made in that committee that address the concerns that were raised.
Yes, Mr. Chair, and they worked with all of us on it. So,
Representative Ledoux.
I actually think we did a good job in Military and Veterans Affairs, but I think there may be a few outstanding issues, and I would like I hope that this bill is not moved today because I'd like the opportunity to continue working on.
Well, Representative Ledoux, since really right now we are taking questions to the bill sponsor,
okay.
But since you're asking the question, I am not planning to move the bill today. I know that when we first did the revision to the Code of Military Justice in the last session, or the 29th legislature, for clarity, we spent a lot of time in judiciary looking at this, and hopefully we won't need to spend that much time, but we certainly can spend some time. Anyway, questions now for the bill sponsor. See, you're going to get an easy pass, it appears. Okay. And any questions from the committee about either Colonel Weaver or Bob Dole, Deputy Commissioner, Department of Military and Veterans Affairs? You guys are all getting a pass. That means we can open up the public testimony. I'm going to open up public testimony in House Bill 307. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify on House Bill 307? Hearing and seeing no one, I do note that online we have Dale Vande from the Department of Defense State Liaison Office. Mr. Vande, are you can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, just make sure you're not on a speakerphone and go ahead with your testimony. And identify yourself and who you're with and where you're calling from.
My name is Dale Vande, and I'm a regional state liaison for the Department of Defense State Liaison Office. And this particular bill, our interest is in Section 6 that has to do with the consumer protection for military members that are called for deployments so that their contracts can be suspended when they're gone. And this is an effort by all the states to work together to help protect military members and their family. And this is one of our 10 quality of life issues for 2018, and we would appreciate your support on this bill. Thank you. Any questions, be happy to answer them.
Thank you very much. Any questions for the person testifying? Hearing and seeing none. Thank you very much. We will get in touch with you if you have further questions. There's a Captain Blake Circle from the Alaska National Guard is here for questions. and those are the only people listed. So if there's no one else that has come into the room since then that want to testify in this bill hearing, then we will close the public hearing on House Bill 307. I'll be happy. My plan is to hold this bill for further review, but I'll open it up if there are comments. Representative Ledoux, if there's particular issues you want the committee to be aware of that we should be tuned into, happy to hear your thoughts or comments, but we can also just take that up offline when we're done with the committee.
I think we can take it up offline.
Okay. Anyone else with comments before we adjourn for the day? Well, we're going to hold Bill 307 for further review, and we will adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, February 21st at 1 p.m., and we will stand adjourned. It is now 1:46 p.m.